Well, let me get in touch with my aunt, and who works with the senior citizens of, in the Grove area, and I'm sure she can probably arrange some things for you.
Yeah, I realize that we do have some migration, but I would extremely like to have people that were born here that are mm-hmm. pretty old, you know, original settlers that are. That's only important for the dialect study. I'd also like to talk to anyone else, like your grandparents or anybody too, because they're.
They give you the really like the beginning of the dialect. Actually, they show you the cross matchings of the dialects, because you know like if peers influence dialect. I went to school with a lot of people who weren't from the islands, and so there may have been some influencing there.
What would you say now, notwithstanding the fact that there are different influences on different groups and different dialects, in the black population in the Miami area, okay, how your dialect, your original type of, you know, you're settling, the Bahamian mm-hmm. or Haitian, or the original settlers, how much of an influence would that have had on the black community in this area?
Now, very heavy, very heavy.
Is there a social stratification?
Yes,
on
there is. There, you know, like to be Bahamian, at you know, or to be Bahamian, and to marry a Georgia boy was, you know, a downcast. You know, don't marry no Georgia boy. What you done with that Georgia girl? You're supposed to marry within your cultural stratification or your cultural background. I must approve of your family in the earlier days, you know, in right. that particular time. Of course, later on, it didn't matter anymore. But, you know, there was still that clannishness of the various groups. well, for instance, I'm laughing because, you know, like the idea that Georgia boy too dumb for you.
That's is there a level of intelligence?
Yeah, that's what they would say or believe. Primarily, they felt as if they came from a freer culture, or their ancestors really were a great deal freer in the Bahamas, and so there was the education possibilities, even though they may have been servants of the British lords in the islands. But there was a difference in slavery. There and here.
So it was a caste system based on the slavery stigma.
Right, exactly. He come from people who ain't got no education. He can't even read. That sort of situation. I have friends who can say who are from shall we say the South, the Deep South of the Americas. Who can say very legitimately that their grandparents could not read, that they taught their grandparents to read. My grandparents could read and write, and their parents could read and write. And there was a difference. You know, so that was the caste sort of system. You know?
That's almost like a touchstone there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I, you know, even in my own culture, Illinois, you know, which is similar in the insular nature of it, you know. And reading and writing seems to be you go back a few generations, and that seems to be the touchstone. Right. Seems to be what it is. You know, regardless of how you got the ability, that seems to be it. Okay. Speaking of that, your mother's education. What was the level of achievement there?
My mother said 12th grade. Well, no, let me go. Yeah, 12th grade, but she did take some vocational training after high school.
So she's a high school graduate.
She's a high school graduate, and she did take nursing training.
Okay. How about your father?
My father's just a high school guy.
Okay. How about your father's occupation?